It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you were so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. And here we are. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everybody. This is Summer McStravick. I'm delighted to be here with you and talking about flow, talking about life, living extravagantly, living beautifully, living with awareness, living within flow. We talk a lot, too, about manifesting and recreating ourselves inside so that our external world begins to shape itself according to our internal world first, instead of the way so many of us were taught to live and so many people still live, which is we respond to our external world and we become the products of our external world, which in many cases means the external world is leading the show and our job has been to simply go with whatever was happening outside of us based on pretty much chaos, right? So we flip the tables in Flow Dreaming and we say, no, we're the boss. I'm the boss. And my world is outflowing from me. So how do we do this, right? First of all, the technique that I talk and teach so much about is called Flow Dreaming, the namesake of the program. You can go to my website, flowdreaming.com. I have a free kit that I have been offering for a while now to download. It's actually quite a valuable kit. I've just been giving it away until I decide not to, but it teaches you how to flow dream, how to use this process. It's not meditation. It's not creative visualization. It's not EFT. It's not a lot of things. It's its very own beautiful experience. And once you learn how to do it, a lot of people discover that they stay with it forever, years and years and years later. And I know that because Me School this year just filled up and quite a few of the students are telling me, hey, I first started flow dreaming in 2009. Hey, I started flow dreaming in 2007. And I'm saying, fabulous. And it's still working for you. And this is how you know, right? Because you're ready for the next step. So that is kind of what flow dreaming is. However, the rest of this program is really about how we direct and shape our lives. Who is this person you're developing yourself into? What are you becoming? And so I like to take a chunk, an idea, and just kind of play with it, massage it for the hour, give you some perspective on it from a person like myself who looks at the world as energy, as information, always in flow. And I'm a very powerful component of that information in my own life. How I would attack things, how I would do things, and I mean attack in the very best way, really how I give myself to things. This is what we look at. And that's kind of where today's show grows out of. I call it ill-fitting spaces. And this one comes right out of my own life. So actually a couple of days ago, that's because I just kind of changed up our topic last minute. A couple of days ago, I was putting away some casserole dishes in my kitchen. You know, those big glass ones with, you know, you try and shove them in. I was trying to shove them in on either side of the stove in the cupboards. And it dawned on me, you know, my house is a 1970s style ranch house. It's old. It's old. It's like, what, 30, 40 years old at least. It wasn't built for new sized casserole dishes. And I thought about my oven. Damn it. I have these two beautiful cookie sheets and they're not built for the old smaller oven. In fact, when I wanted to update the oven, I had to only pick from a very limited selection of basically replacement ovens, for, you know, the size that would fit this particular kitchen. And it got me to thinking, you know, everything in life expands and it evolves. And I am sitting here trying to shove these new dishes, right? They give me these new experiences of baking my cookies and cakes on new, you know, nonstick surfaces and so forth. I'm having this wonderful up-leveled experience with my baking apparatus that won't fit into my structural apparatus any longer. Now, there's no one's fault here. It's a great house and they're great cookie sheets, great casserole dishes. But what's happened is the space doesn't fit it anymore. And this sent me on a cascade of thought. What other spaces in my life don't fit me anymore? Right? What have I expanded out of? What have I grown away from? Grown up and like I overfill it, right? Overfill that ice cream cone. And what happens? The ice cream falls over onto the floor. Ill-fitting spaces. I thought it would be a good kind of check-in for us all to think about those things in our life that used to work and used to work really well, but they don't anymore. And, you know, another way that this kind of came home to me, another perspective on this is I was attending some business conferences over the last week, and there was a segment in there about, you know, people in workplaces and how sometimes you have to, you know, you've had a hard conversation with your manager or your manager's had a hard conversation with you. And, you know, the exchange is something like this. Yes, I know you've always done it that way, but that way is no longer working. And our response is, but I've always done it this way and it's always worked so far. What's changed? And then we get resentful that something has changed that's forcing us to change. And the answer is what's changed is we've grown. And when we grow, we have to adapt new things. So something that may have worked for you is no longer working. Perhaps, you know, you're someone who doesn't like to share a lot of information. You like to be very autonomous and just get things done. And it's always made you very efficient. You've always been a superstar. And then one day your manager says, you need to share. Other people are starting to think you're withholding for your own benefit. And I'm feeling out of the loop in what's going on. And suddenly this thing that you feel is an asset to yourself has been turned into a liability. Why? Because it's an ill-fitting space now. You have grown past that. The organization has grown past that. Your house has grown past, your casserole dishes have grown past your house. We need to adapt because we grow. Now, what's the resistance that happens there? That's what I'm really curious about, right? That's the part that really catches my eye. It's not the fact that this is happening, right? I know this is happening because as a manifester, I count on the fact that I'm growing, right? That's how I get stuff. That's how I make stuff. That's how I plan stuff. I see my future as a manifestation in process. You know, I assume that I'm expanding. But what's the resistance that comes up? I don't want to change that. I don't want to buy a new house. I don't want to remodel my kitchen. I don't want that thing that the ill-fitting space is urging me or prompting me, or showing to me, right? Either I go out and buy purposefully smaller casserole dishes and smaller ovens, or I buy a bigger house. And that's the part where we often resist. I don't want to have to deal with that. I still want to have to deal with that. I didn't want that. I didn't expect that. That's not what I asked for. That's not on my agenda. I didn't plan for it. But all of what, you know, us, we people, we, those of us who flow dream, who are in the growth mindset, Sometimes what we realize is we don't ask for everything that forces us to evolve. We're looking for big picture evolution, and it's going to sometimes force things that we didn't necessarily specify, but are built into the equation. You following me? It's built into the equation. I could even probably put my cancer into that. I didn't ask for cancer, built into the equation. Why? A part of me has decided I am on a growth trajectory. Last year I said I want to get beyond all fear in my life. This year I'm in perfect and gorgeous balance without any stress in my life, right? The series of things, like one simple thing, seems so simple, right? But now this sets off a lot of other things that must up level. And sometimes I don't want to deal with those things. They're not comfortable things, but my big picture says, hey, that thing over there is starting to not fit. So we can look at our lives this way. And, you know, I like to kind of chunk out my lives. I ask my students, we often do this process of chunking out our lives into different segments and areas and looking at them one by one. I encourage you to do something similar. Pick an area of your life. Where are you noticing a buildup of ill-fitting things? Now, notice there's no fault. This is like the no-fault zone. Isn't that somebody's slogan out there? It sounds like it, the no-fault zone. If not, it's mine. I claim it. The no-fault zone. It's no one's fault. It's not fitting. It just is. It's built into the paradigm. Maybe this is your relationships. Maybe it's your workplace. Maybe it's your health, right? I had an up-leveling in my health occur, right? It had some things in it that needed to be addressed to up-level the way that I now interact with my health the rest of my life, right? I actually received from my cancer. Weird as that sounds, I received up-leveling tremendously, accelerated. So look at these areas that aren't fitting. That's number one. Okay, number two, what I wanted to share with you is be conscious. In these areas where things are starting to not fit, are you aware of the pace in that area? Okay, you've got this area in your head. Let's say it's, let's go with health because I just mentioned it. Now, have you been saying, I really need to go and, you know, get my hormones checked and I've got to lose 20 pounds and I need to exercise and mostly I've got to get my stress level down and I should probably start some biofeedback and I'm not doing any of these things. What is the pace that you have been on regarding this area? Right? There's things that are not ill-fitting. My hormones, something's just not fitting there. My weight, it's ill-fitting. The weight that I'm carrying doesn't fit my perception of myself or, you know, it doesn't fit my physical body. It's starting to protest. My knees are hurting. My ankles are swelling. Right? What pace? Have you been making continuous good pace? Did you say, yeah, you know what? I started my, you know, gym. I finally found an exercise after all of these years that I really love doing. It's called strength training. Who knew, right? Who knew? I just went back. This is my first week back after 10 months away. And I was excited and happy to be there. Feels great. I love it. Have you found something like that? Is your pace ongoing or is your pace stalled? Do you tend to put things on hold and then not get back to them for long, long periods until a crisis comes up? Can you see that pace? If you were to chart that pace on a piece of paper, if you have a piece of paper, even better, do this with me right now. Draw it out. What's your pace? Movement, 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 and then pause, and then like drop out, and then movement, 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 crisis, big like, you know, an EKG going off, fix things, and then stop, ignore, flat line, right? Is that the pace? Or is your pace more proactive? It's a little bit every day. I'm constantly making sure I had my green drink this morning. I put my coconut oil in my coffee, right? Is your pace coming to be pretty smooth, steady? What do you think happens when you have a smooth and steady pace? Do you think you start facing these things like, damn it, my cupboards aren't fitting anymore? If I had remodeled my kitchen and replaced those cupboards, if I had created a smooth, steady pace for the evolution of my kitchen over the last 14 years, probably wouldn't have that problem. If the people who owned the house before me had had a slow, steady pace, keeping up with the times, I probably would not have this problem. But the problem has been forced into my attention because the pace has been unattended to. Now, I recognize it's totally unrealistic to attend to the pace of everything in your life, but I hope you're getting better at being a pacemaker. Get that? A pacemaker. Really, what does a pacemaker do? Regulates the rhythm of your heart. The pacemaker of you in your life is to regulate the rhythm of your flow, to regulate the rhythm of things around you. In my house, a certain number of things break every month. Every month. And I know that. And it never fails to irritate me. However, there's a bigger part of me that says, yeah, but you know what? You know, this is the pace. Things reach the end of their life cycle. The more things you have, the more things are going to reach the end of their life cycle, and they're going to need to be updated. So what do I need to do to take care of it? If I'm attending to two or three things each month in my home that are breaking, do you think that when I sell this house, what am I going to be passing on? A pretty damn fine house, right? And what do they call that? A house that's been loved? A house that's been well cared for? And if I can do that, what is that saying about the bigger things in my life? Because notice, when you're not paying attention to your house, you're probably also not in a frame of mind where you're paying attention to your health, or maybe to your spouse, or maybe to your kids. It means your life is pretty wildly out of balance and out of whack, and something had to give, and it was the health and the house and the kids and the this and that. My house is now becoming emblematic for the fact that I have time in my life. I have freedom in my life. I have pace. I have balance. That is what I'm giving on to the next person. My house is just reflecting that. Right? Before I got on this podcast, I was researching, how do I get someone out here to fix my treadmill? Right there, I'm in a process of saying, I don't want this not to fit me anymore. It's outside under the carport. It's not fitting me out there. I don't like having ill-fitting things. I want to bring it up to speed, or I want to release it. Which will it be? So notice your pace. Are you standing still? Are you moving? Or are you reacting to crisis? Good to know, right? This is all about regulation of energy, regulation of experience, regulation of flow in your life. It goes into the bigger, grander picture of the way you behave, the way you interact with your world, and the way that flow then interacts with you. I need far fewer crises if my pace is really good and constant, because I'm not letting things build to that point of crises, right? I'm handling. If I am outgrowing something instead of waiting till it gets absolutely crazy, you know, what if you woke up one day and you realized your feet had been growing and you hadn't bought any shoes, and you go in your closet and there is not one pair of shoes that fits at all, and you have to go to work barefoot? That would be kind of embarrassing. That would be very troublesome. I don't know why that metaphor came to my mind. That's really bizarre, but it's pretty stark. You'd kick yourself. You'd say, damn, if I had just gone to the shoe store, I knew my feet were growing. This is true in all of your life. Every area. You do not have one exemption. Understand? You don't have an exemption anywhere. And this is particularly true for your soul, your spirit, your inner self. When they talk personal growth, I mean personal growth. Your insides, your heart, your greatest being is not exempt. It wants to grow. It needs to grow. And it will pull you and tug you for all it's worth. until you absolutely shut it down. And we've seen those people. And they are. They're flatlining. They're dull. They're empty. They've given up. Believe me, their soul is just tired. It's weary. It will get back in there, though, and it will try and get them over and over. Right? I have compassion for that process. It will always try. Soul's the one thing that never gives up on you. Ever. Ever. Even if you give up on it. Well, that was a tangent. All right. So, last thing. Talking about pace. That brings up direction and the areas that you're growing in, growing most in. Are you aware of those areas? Where are you doing your major growth right now? Are you adjusting the pace? Are you saying, all right, things that used to work now don't work, and that's okay. I'm fine with that. It has nothing to do with me. There's no judgment on me. The greater paradigm is requiring my shift, and I will do it. Maybe that shift is happening at work, and I have to take on a new role, or I have to change the way I do things, or maybe that shift is happening in my relationship, and I have to up-level the way I communicate, or find a different way of getting my needs met. I don't know. Where is it happening for you right now? Is it happening through the means of crisis? Or is it happening through the means of proactive, self-aware pacing? And last question, which way do you want it to be? You are in total control here. You have the power. It's your choice. You are the one picking it, and you're picking it every single day. And all that resistance that come up and says, I can't do it, and that you talk a fine game, but how am I ever going to get this to work and get this in? Oh, you can do it. I will not buy into that. You can do this. There is nothing insurmountable. There is nothing that you can tell me to justify you putting up with something that doesn't work. Nothing. And once you get that, once you understand that, you can really start to go in and make those changes. Once you stop defending the reasons why you can't. And I leave you on that thought as we scoot right on over to a quickie little break. And I'm looking forward to answering some of your questions on air. Let's see. Do I have any of you calling? I guess I'll find that out on my break. So right after this, more flow dreaming. And of course, a flow dream at the very end. So stick with me. Hey, it's summer again. And yes, we're on break. But I wanted to share some important stuff with you about the hugely amazing and gorgeous Me School of Flow. Right now, it's either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. This means that I'm accepting students that I work with personally over the year ahead. And I teach you to do what I do, how to think how I think, how to work with flow, manifest, create, and use the universe the way it's meant to be used. You're going to create amazing things using flow. You'll also open and expand your empathic intuition. After doing this for a number of years, I can tell you, Me Schoolers make strides and hit goals way beyond what they think they're going to be able to do going in, over and over. You don't have to be a superstar going in, because that's what we're going to turn you into once you get there. If you're ready to go big, if you know you need to deepen your spiritual practice and your personal growth, then this is where you need to be. Your life, after all, only grows as big as you do. So Me School is online. That means you'll connect with me from all over the world. What to do next? Click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com. You'll see an area that talks about Me School. During enrollment, you can set up a free 20-minute call with me. And during waitlist times, I invite you to send me a note telling me about your interest. Okay, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to the program. into flow dreaming. And to our question today, ill-fitting spaces, those things that don't work. By the way, if you want to call in, I do see some open lines. Go to my website at flowdreaming.com. Just click on the radio podcast area and you'll find that call-in number. And this is where I give you insights. We put the, what do they call it? The tread to the road or whatever they call that, where we look at your life, we apply flow, we adjust your mindset, we manifest, create as you need it. So if you want to get in, go ahead and do that now. Okay, so let's get back though. I left you with some pretty heavy thoughts, some pretty deep thinking. I just want to add one piece to that before we will go into our flow dream for today. These areas that you're growing in, these areas that you have decided not to grow in or opt out from, are there any adjustments that you want to make? Right? Which of these need adjusting? Which of them need to be changed? And now answer, why? Why? Right? Why? Why? Do you need to up-level your finances because you're tired of feeling constantly pinched and stretched and you're just refusing to live that way anymore? Are you wanting to up-level your emotional self, your relationships? Because you've decided, I don't want to be alone any longer? Why? Right? Look at that need. Examine the feeling that's propelling you. There is a feeling inside you. Most of us, you know, we're not really reconciled with just letting things go. Right? Ignoring them, putting them off, letting that ill-fitting space exist. Right? If my feeling about the casserole dishes were that strong, the end would be, I want them to fit the cupboards because I'm tired of feeling frustrated every time I have to put things away. If that were strong enough, it would galvanize me to do something about it. And I would change. I would change. But it's not that strong. Instead, what I'm doing is I'm putting up with that little tedious frustration every time. Once or twice a week, in goes the dish, frustration, irritation. At some point, I may decide, you know, I'm kind of wasting a lot of energy having that experience of frustration and irritation each week. I think I would like to release that from my life. What do I need to do to fix it? What do I need to do to change it? And this is how you ultimately move from just adjusting the things that are screaming sirens to the things that are smaller, ongoing, lower level, the things that we tolerate. When you reach a point, when you get rid of all of the things you tolerate, all the things that are low level, that aren't fitting, feel the lightness in that. Feel the way that you live. I could even say, hey, every month in my house, a couple things break. That frustrates me. Or I could get rid of the frustration around it and go, Every month in my house, things break. That's okay. I have it planned for. I have time allocated for that. I have funds allocated for that. I'm prepared for that because I want to stay on pace. So I don't have frustration around it. I have recognition. I have acceptance. And I have the bigger goal, which is I have a beautiful house that's well-maintained, that shows love. It's been loved. Now, let's pretend I'm not saying house. Let's say I'm saying life instead. I have a beautiful life. It's being well-maintained. It's being loved. Every month, a couple of things are going to break in my life, but it's all right. I have funds put aside for that. I have time put aside for that. Right? Does that light bulbs going off? That's what I'm looking for. That is what makes me flow dream. That is what keeps me in my practice. That's what keeps me on this constant path where I get away from lack and I go into abundance, and I always am feeling myself getting what I need when I need it. Thank you, universe. Thank you, flow. Bless you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yet another thing I need. Oh, is this part of my cleanup and getting rid of ill-fitting things? Fine. Thank you. I love that. That's not frustrating to me. That's a gift. Thank you. Thank you for heading off that cataclysm that otherwise may have occurred. Thank you. Thank you. Last thing before we go to break again. Look in your own life. Look at your house, your home, your apartment, your physical stuff. How many of things in that area, that genre alone, have you actually fixed or attended to in the last 30 days? Write them down. Right? I've actually attended to quite a few. Right? This shows me something I may not have seen. Right? I just got a new pump for our fish pond, my little koi pond. You know, it's sitting outside right now to be installed. I'm proactively taking care of this. If I keep thinking about it, I bet there's quite a few other little things. Oh, right, my treadmill needs to be fixed as well. I've done all these things without even thinking, right? There's no stress. What have you been doing? Have you done any? What does your house look like? Is this emblematic of your life? Ah, nice. Okay. We're going to go back to a quick break. When we return, I think we're just going to go straight into flow. Looks like it's quiet out there in the world. Crickets, chirp, chirp, chirp. Where are you guys? Where are you guys? Okay. So, we're probably just going to, go right into the flow when we come back. So stay with me and, talk to you in a few minutes right after this. Here we are on a quick break, and I have a few suggestions for you. First of all, if you're wondering how to flow dream or what flow dreaming really is, I have a free gift bag of downloads for you on my website right now. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email. That's it. You'll get the downloads right then, instantly, and they're a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream, and I give you a free flow dream to start with. This saves me from reteaching the basics over and over again on this show. And it gives you the first step toward a freaking awesome life. You're going to find these downloads on my homepage right now. So pop in your email and I'll send them right over to you. Next, my manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com is what underwrites this entire show. It brings it to you free every week, and it has for the last 10 years, which is saying quite a lot. And what's there? Amazing playlists on all kinds of topics, MP3s, flow dreams that end fear, that get you unstuck, that can get you to your perfect career, that can get you out of debt, help you find your soulmate, so much more. These playlists are incredibly powerful, highly effective. My inbox is full every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who've received eye-popping bonuses, who've reduced massive amounts of pain or healed themselves in so many different ways. So please go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to pick up and start using to change your life with. Okay, back to the program. And welcome back to Flow Dreaming. So I have made the snap decision. We're going to skip calls today completely, since once I said it, I'm already in that state of mind. And we're going to go right into our flow dream. So today we're going to look at pace and release and growth, right? Pace, release, growth. These three themes that I've kind of been playing with, you know, juggling, kind of trying to teach you, show you how it fits together. And we'll go into flow and evoke all of those in our lives. In essence, kind of like taking something in for maintenance, right? Taking your car in to get its oil changed. That's what this flow dream's intention will be. Adjust the pace, adjust the flow, adjust maintenance. Something needs to be released. Take care of that. Something needs to be addressed. Take care of that. Doesn't fit anymore. Got it. Let's up level. All right. So to flow dream, if this is your first time, it's not meditation. This means that you will be surprised to find I'm so chatty. I am. I chat. I talk. It's a feeling that I'm trying to evoke inside you. I want to get your emotions revved up, roaring and moving. And some of you are going to listen to every single word I say and do everything that I say. And others of you are going to sort of pick up on a few things that I say and tune out the rest. I'll be talking in the background, but you're like fully emoting, seeing things, feeling things. And I figure that that's just the case. So I keep talking because I never know which pieces you're picking up on and really growing and developing and feeling deeply inside you. All right. It's more like a guided daydream, right? That's part of the flow dreaming process. So just close your eyes and let's daydream together. Daydream together. Maybe we can get some music going and just let ourselves relax. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day this is in our lives. No matter what has happened today, you've still received a day. You've received a day. You've received the greatest, most beautiful gift of all. 24 hours. The most beautiful gift of all. 24 hours. And this gift says you can put anything in those 24 hours. Anything. It's all yours. No one can tell you you can't put that in. Only you. You are the only one who can say that. How beautiful a gift this is. You just absorb the feeling of that. Let it come to you. As you recognize some of the things that are in my life right now, or maybe some arguments or tension or stress or resistance, do I still want those? Do they fit who I am? Do they fit me? And some of the things in my life right now, they're quite beautiful. Ooh, they're starting to feel good. They fit. Do I trust them? And if I can trust them, can I ask to receive more of them? And now you feel your flow coming up around you, sensing it, seeing it, like beautiful light swirling way out in the distance, moving in a circle. It's like you're in a valley surrounded by mountains of light and flow and energy. You are in the center, I would say, of the hurricane, but there's nothing dramatic about this. It's more like a pleasant, beautiful, swirling, powerful, sense-filled, source-filled direction. And the swirl is not necessarily going in circles. It's more like a spiral. You're being lifted, you're being grown, you're being added to, your life is changing, evolving, moving, going upward, and there is a beautiful lift, a beautiful sense of pace. Feels good, feels easy, it's as gentle as walking, as gentle as gliding. Oh yeah, this is my pace, this feels great. I feel great. My flow is filling my life with harmony. My flow is gently uplifting and prying off those things that don't fit and putting them in front of me, giving me the option and saying, keep or toss, keep or toss, keep or toss. What happens if I say toss, toss, release, let go of? Up-level, change. Renew, renew, up level, release one way, replace it with another, release one behavior, replace it with another. Which one will work better? Which one do I need now? Which one do I need today? That's the one that I keep. That's the one on pace with me, on pace, in flow, moving forward, fitting me. Everything in my life fits me. I say that and I feel that. Everything in my life fits me. I feel it fitting me. I'm feeling my relationships fitting me perfectly and beautifully, like a soft and beautiful sweater. Ooh, it just feels good to put on. Everything in my work is fitting me perfectly. It feels good. I feel good at work. I feel excited to be at work. I feel in love with my work. My relationships, my social life is fitting me perfectly. Fits me. It's just right. I see the people who I should be seeing. I'm intimate and vulnerable and open. I have fun. There's fun time in my life. I'm connected. My social life fits me perfectly. It's just what I need. Not too much, not too little, but just right. Everything is fitting me just right. Even though I'm growing, it's fitting me just right in my growth. And I feel that. And I love that. And that's the feeling I linger in. Feeling I stay in this beautiful buoyancy. Bobbing up there on the surface. Going someplace. Yes. If someone asks me to change this week, you know what I'm going to say? Okay. Yes, thank you. Flo set that up. This must be part of my evolution. Thank you for asking me to change. You're right. There is something in me I want to change. May not even be what you want me to change, but you're right. There is something I want to change because you pointed out to me something was ill-fitting. Thank you. I really want that. I want that change. Thank you. I look forward to it. I look forward to this week. I look forward to this month. Thank you. Let's do this. And with that final thought, I find myself returning from flow and opening my eyes. And there you have it. Was that beautiful? That is a flow dream. If you want to learn how to do it better, all you have to do is practice. Just practice emotion, flow, guided daydreaming. The real key is not learning how to flow dream. It's learning what to flow dream for, right? What to ask for in your life. That's where the real growth, that's the real bigger part of the iceberg, you could say, in this process takes place. And that is something that requires you to give a little effort, right? To give some study. And I have tools for this. I've built lots of tools for you. And I'll kind of wrap up the show just on that note, right? There is Me School. Currently, the registration is now closed. It will reopen. You can go to my website and get on the wait list, and I'll let you know when it does. Of course, depending on when you listen to this, it may be open again if you're listening on demand. But I also have playlists that cause, create, trigger, support growth in all these different areas of your life. Flow dreams you can listen to that come in groups of two or three or five or eight. One of my favorites is the emotional ecstasy playlist, right? It's all just about good feelings, saturating your life, saturating your soul with joy and good feeling. All of my Abraham Hicks fans love that one, right? We put the pedal to the metal. Ooh, that was what I was trying to remember earlier. Pedal to the metal. So go check out those playlists, right? Get the free kit, get going, and get in your flow. Stay in your flow. And with that, we're going to wrap up today's program. And my love to you all. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, a wonderful week ahead. And I'll see you all next time, same place. Lots of love. Bye-bye. Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up live on iTunes if you're listening via podcast. Her show is really good. It's really funny. And she reads people's minds and futures and talks to dead people for real. It's called The Dear Venus Show on iTunes.